This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Time for Lanyap, and I'm here today with Ann Bloxham-Smith with Friends of Black Bayou. And Ann, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Corey.
Glad to have you with us. And a big, big weekend coming up for Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge.
That's right. That's right. Saturday, it's going to be the end of National Wildlife Refuge Week. And we're going to start the day at 8:30 in the morning with a big trail run, walk, amble, whatever. and then the other activities start at 10 o'clock in the morning and go until 3 in the afternoon. So going to be a lot going on.
Okay, so let's start there with the trail run, walk. Starts at 8:30. It's called Boogie on the Bayou.
Yep. Yeah, you can boogie down the trails. We're going to have a 5K mapped out for you, and any age can participate. There is going to be a fee for that because we're going to be giving you all kinds of T-shirts and, swag, basically. And so that's going to be a family affair. So since it doesn't really matter if you go fast or slow, we really invite all ages to participate.
Now, is that something I can just show up for, or do I need to pre-register for Boogie on the Bayou?
You know, I think that the pre-registration period has passed. So at this point, I would just show up. And where you're going to show up is in the boat launch area. That's the beginning of that trail. So if you just show up over there at that area where people put their boats in, we'll just get you started.
All right. So that's Boogie on the Bayou. Now, lots of other activities happening throughout the day. Let's start with the kids. What's going to be cool for the kids this weekend?
Well, that's probably starting and finishing with kids because we have so many kids' activities going on. All kinds of arts and crafts connected with nature. One of my favorites is going to be Masser Museum. We do partner with lots of other area groups, and the Masser is one of our good partners. They're going to have a big 4x8 sheet of plywood. It's going to have all the splinters gone. And we're going to have mud finger painting on that 4x8 sheet. So it's going to be a big mural, and the kids can come and wear their old clothes, and they can finger paint using muds and so on. We're going to have a water hose there to wash them off.
Okay, that sounds like fun. So mud finger painting. Let me look ahead. I'm just going to peek peeking at the
face
weather.
Painting.
Oh, look at that. Sunny, a high near 90 for Saturday.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So
it's perfect.
It'll be a perfect day. So finger painting, face painting.
Yeah. Yep. We have some good artists that are going to be doing face painting. Also, temporary tattoos and button making. We have a button making machine, so kids will be able to do that. There are also games for them to play. Like, there's a backyard bass game.
Okay.
And
is that like fishing?
It's like fishing except on land.
Okay. You got a bird identification thing set up.
That's really all ages. That's from Louisiana Tech, their forestry department. They have a really cool display of birds on a stick, and you can do bird identification with that.
I'm glad they didn't have those at the fair here recently.
Yeah,
I think they did. They had chicken on a stick at the fair.
They probably would have fried it, huh?
Yeah. Let's see. How about science fun? What kind of science fun is going on?
Let me think. We're going to have the American Chemical Society there doing their thing. And I am not a scientist, so I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. Also, the biology club from here at ULM is going to be participating. So I know they're going to be using microscopes, so kids will be able to look at little critters under the microscopes. So that's, cool stuff happening.
You know, I was listening to Kelby Uchley, one of your buddies, talking about the leaves changing colors on his Bayou Diversity series. And I noticed you guys are going to do some leaf rubbings.
Yeah. My friend Christy Francis always comes out, and she has all sorts of different leaves, and she does, like, leaf rubbings with the kids.
You know, Ann, my favorite part about Black Bayou is the water. What's going to be happening on the water?
Yeah, my favorite, too. We'll have free canoeing and kayaking that day. So, great day to try it out if you haven't done it before.
You know, and you get a good chance to view the wildlife as well on the water. Talk to me about the wildlife.
That's right. We have some of our own wildlife on display. These are live animals, as well as the zoo will be there with native animals. So some of these are animals that you can touch, or you can just stand there and say hi.
Okay, it's almost Halloween, and I see here you want my blood.
Yeah, we will have a blood drive. We want your blood. And yeah, we'll have that, you know, they'll have their wagon set up out in the driveway. We also are partnering with the Turkey Federation, and they're going to have a little shooting gallery set up. And so I'm not really sure how that works. I think it's kind of an enclosed trailer. And so you get to shoot turkeys, I suppose.
Shooting stuff is fun as long as you don't harm the wildlife at the refuge.
Yeah.
let's see here. What else do we have? Let's move over to my favorite part, food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, everybody loves the food. We have a free fish fry that day. We'll have lemonade. We have, every year, we have Black Bayou Lake mud pies. And that's 20 years we've been doing this. This is, by the way, our 20th anniversary. So it's a big deal for us. But we have many, many pies coming from members who are used to baking these every year now. Everything free, Corey, except for the run in the morning.
When do you turn the goose around? Is it time to do that yet, or is that
it
later?
It is. You know, the birds need direction when they're migrating. So we turn the goose twice a year. He'll get turned at 11:30, just before lunch.
All right, so that's all going on. It's the 20th annual Friends of Black Bayou Fall Celebration at the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And Ann, when does it all start?
It starts at 8:30 for the run, 10 o'clock for the other activities. Goes until 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
Is there somewhere on the web we can send people to find out more?
Yeah, probably the best place to go is our Facebook page. Just look for Friends of Black Bayou.
That's Ann Bloxham-Smith with Friends of Black Bayou this weekend, the 20th annual Friends of Black Bayou Fall Celebration. You can find out more about the event by visiting our website at kedm.org.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30, here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.